Hi, my name's Jeffrey Archer. When my children were 7 and 5, they weren't reading my novels. So I had to sit down and write a children's book for them, which I'm now going to read, is called Willie Visits the Square World. Willie Visits the Square World by Jeffrey Archer. Chapter 1. Yo-Yo Goes Missing. Willie lived in a small house in Cambridge with his mum and dad, his younger brother Jamie, Randolph the bear, and Yo-Yo the cat. Willie was a happy boy who enjoyed adventures and games. He shared all his secrets and sweets with his friend Randolph Bear. Randolph had belonged to Willie's mother when she was a little girl, and before that to his grandmother. He was a large brown bear with amber eyes and a fat tummy. Willie and Randolph were sitting in bed in their room at the top of the stairs, waiting for Mum to come and read them a story. Mum always seemed to take a long time to clear up after Willie had had a bath. "Mum doesn't listen to me any more," said Randolph sadly while they waited.
"Why not?" asked Willie.
"I don't know," said Randolph. "She stopped when she grew up. Grown-ups never listen to toys."
"When I grow up," said Willie, "I will still listen to toys.
And so will Jamie."
They both looked over to the next bed, where Willie's brother Jamie was already fast asleep.
At that moment, Mum came running up the stairs, looking very worried. "I can't find Yo-Yo anywhere, Willie. Have you seen him? He hasn't been around since tea time. He seems to have disappeared."
"No, I haven't seen him," said Willie. "Why don't you ask Randolph?"
"Don't be cheeky, Willie," said Mum. "This is no laughing matter." She turned the light out and left the room without even saying good night to Willie. She quite forgot about their bedtime story.
"See what I mean?" said Randolph. "Doesn't bother to ask me any more.
Not that I know where Yo-Yo is."
"You don't think someone has stolen him, do you?" said Willie.
"Oh, I hope not," said Randolph. "He's such a friendly little cat."
Mum had left the door open, so they could hear her talking to Dad about Yo-Yo. But they kept very quiet and just listened.
"I've searched high and low for Yo-Yo. I can't think where the world he can be," Mum was saying.
"What does Mum mean by that?" whispered